Anyway, so as I'm sure you're aware, tonight's the first night of the 14th Machzor of Daf Yomi. We begin the Mishnah right after Mariv. So I thought I would talk about some things I think that are apropos to the first Mishnah, but maybe simple items, but maybe also fundamental. So the first Mishnah, Masechet Brachot, speaks about the mitzvah of reciting Shema. So the Sefer HaChinuch discusses what is the reason that we have a mitzvah to recite Shema. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishar Hashem mitzvah sh'ratz Hashem u'zachor amo shekabel imach v'tov yukutov b'chol yom v'layla kol yimim sh'im chayim. That Hashem wants to be mezakeh us. He wants to that we should be merit, give mitzvot, and that we should remember, ki b'yod adam bal chomer, man is a material being, and he's physical. He says, nifta achar havle ha'olam. He's easily seduced against havle ha'olam. Everybody has their different yetzahara. It could be food, it could be women, it could be other things. This whole world is filled with different traps. He says, v'nimshach l'tavotav. A person's pulled to his titus by necessity. Tzirich al kol panim zichron tamidi b'malchut shemayim l'shamar menachay. Needs a constant reminder that what's this all about? In other words, I need a constant reminder. What am I doing here in this world? Al kein hayam echastel l'zachotenu. Hashem wants to help us out. V'tzivanu zachro shnei ha'itim ha'ela v'keva v'kavanah gvura. So he tells us that we should remember the Kadosh Baruch Hu twice a day. Remember me twice a day, and you'll be good to go. This is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. He says, Achat bayom, lo'ilachol ma'asenu shbayom. Once we mention the morning, and this will help. The first thing in the morning, you say Kriyat Shema. It'll help for all, if you have Kavanah for Kriyat Shema. Not just saying Shema, but you have Kavanah, you focus on the words, and you mechazek this emuna, so it helps you for all your actions during the day. Ki b'yod ha'adam zocher b'boker after Hashem u'malchuto. When Hashem remembers that there's one God in the world, and that he runs the world, he has hashkacha pratit. In other words, he looks at everybody's individual file, and he's running everybody's life. He realizes every action, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching my every deed today. I can't even hide any of my thoughts. It's like Hashem knows the MS. Like you could fool a lot of people. Sometimes even people sort of semi-fool themselves. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the real MS. He's the MS, and he knows the MS. Hello, yellow, the mishmar, machto zot, behodat pi, badavar zeh, kol yom hu. So by focusing and saying Shema Yisrael, I realize, what is this all about? What am I here in the world for? It's like the opening words in Mesillas Yesharim. He says, it's a famous line. He says, one minute. He says, Yisoda chasidut v'shorash avudat mima hushit barer v'itameit seisaladam machobato bolamo. The cornerstone of our belief is that a person should understand what he's doing in this world, what his purpose should be. He says, so he says, "Hello, yellow mishmar," which we did. He says, "The yellow hoda ad halayla bezeh gam kein mishmar kol laila." By doing the same proclamation at night, so this will be the memory at night. And since that's the purpose of the mitzvah, what we said, so, in other words, some mitzvahs, like I don't have to have, there's different types of kavanah, but there's kavanah for the meaning of the words. Some mitzvahs, I don't have to understand the mitzvah. If I wave a lulav, it's nice if I understand what the lulav is all about, and what the symbolism of lulav is, and there's many different symbolisms of a lulav, but if I'm zero with that, I'm yotzei the mitzvah. But with Kriyat Shema, I have to have kavanah for the words. I have to know what the words mean and think about the words when I'm saying it. Chazal teaches, if I just say the words and I'm on automatic pilot, I don't fulfill my obligation. I don't remember anything unless my kavanah is with it. And he goes on to say, Shema Yisrael, he says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Kan Tzricha Kavanah B'Lev. So you need Kavanah B'Lev for the Kriyat Shema. And I just want to do just one or two more lines and then that'll be it. You know, these are basic ideas, but sometimes the basic ideas are really, you know, the fundamentals of life. Sometimes we know things, but we don't know them. Like we maybe say them or, you know, so, and that's the Mechaber says, this is in Siman Reish Lamed Chet. He says, "Sarif li zahir b'limud alaylo yoter mibshal yom." A person has to be careful with his learning at night even more than his learning during the day. A person has a chiv to study Torah by day and a chiv to study Torah at night. But the Torah at night, you have to be even more careful than the one during the day. V'hamavatlo on shomaruba. A person with mavatlo Torah at night, his punishment is very great, is what the Mechaber says. So it's based, it's similar to the Rambam, and I'll just do a few lines in the Rambam, that'll be it. He says, the Rambam says, a person gets most of his limud at night. Left to my own devices, I would think I get my most limud during the day. My mind is fresh. I'm learning. But it's not what the Rambam says. A person gets the most chachma at night. And it means like this, that at night, you know, during the day, there's so many distractions during the day. There's distractions all over the place. At night, things sort of quiet down a little bit. Even in our industrialized society, you know, we have electricity, we've harnessed all the lights and this, that, the other, but everything does come to slow down, generally speaking, at night. So night is the perfect time to focus on Torah. Torah is the essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Night is lo ivri siyara el lelimud. In other words, the evening was created just to study Torah. Means a person shouldn't waste his time at night. In other words, don't, like, you know, like, shoot the breeze. And, you know, there's a big difference, you know, like where Simon says, you walk into a house, like the TV's going, the radio's going, music and stuff like that. You know, it's like, it's different than you walk into a house and there's an avir of Torah in the house. When there's an avir of Torah, or if the person's studying Torah, or he's out going to a shir, it's like Aleph and Beis. It's like night and day. And that's the way our homes have to be. They have to be Mekomos of Torah. So again, we're beginning Daf Yomi tonight, if anybody wants to stay. Everybody is completely welcome. And you could stay just tonight. I hope you stay more. But you could stay just tonight and start us off with this Machzor. And I hope everybody's Masliach in the Limud. Any questions on this? Okay, Rebbe Kanda B'Kashmir, and Smok Silti, Chachman, Soy Samara, and Soy Zodi Dir.